Now some sports news, and with outstanding goaltending at both ends of the ice, keeping the outcome of the game in doubt until the closing second of play, the Boston Bruins outlasted the St. Louis Blues 3-1 at TD Garden in Boston last night. Still without two of their best players in forward Brad Marchand and defenseman Charlie McAvoy, the Bruins relied on goalie Tuukka Rask to turn back the high-powered Blues offense. He made 32 saves and nearly recorded a shutout, but for a goal that cut Boston's lead to 1 with about 90 seconds left to play. Even busier at the other end was Blues netminder Jake Allen, who hadn't started for St. Louis in 6 games thanks to a great run by backup Carter Hutton. But Blues coach Mike Yeo made the right choice in Allen for last night's game. He made 43 saves, many of them showstoppers, to keep the Bruins from padding their 2-0 lead. Boston's first goal, scored off a rebound in front by David Krejci, looked in doubt when there was a lengthy video review to see if Allen was interfered with, colliding with two Bruins players in the crease. But what constitutes goalie interference in the NHL these days has as much definition and certainty to it as a question about what's the best flavor of ice cream. It's Ben and Jerry's Coffee Coffee Buzz Buzz, by the way, if you're keeping score at home. But the Krejci goal stood, and the Bruins did not score again until they were the beneficiary of another call that went their way when defenseman Tory Krug was nominated for the hockey equivalent of an Oscar, turning a slight hook from behind by Vladimir Tarasenko into a penalty when he dove dramatically to the ice. It could have earned him 2 minutes in the box himself for crimes of embellishing, but the refs bought the performance, and on the resulting power play, Patrice Bergeron lasered in a one-timer over Allen's stick side on a nice feed from David Pastrnak. The game was not salted away until longtime Blue David Backes scored on an empty net against his former team, and the Bruins are on the winning track again, just 1 game after having their 18-game unbeaten in regulation streak halted against Anaheim. Elsewhere, the Montreal Canadiens were shut out 2-0 against the Carolina Hurricanes, the Canes sweeping the season series against Montreal and earning their 3rd straight win in the process. The Habs are going in the opposite direction. They've lost 3 in a row. They have just 2 wins in their last 9. Cam Ward made 27 saves to earn the goose egg, first time in his long career that he's recorded a shutout against Montreal. Habs will lick their wounds and get ready to host the Anaheim Ducks at the Bell Center tomorrow night. The Toronto Maple Leafs have recorded back-to-back shutout wins, one after beating the Islanders 5-0. The Leafs said no goals for you to another New York team, blanking the Rangers 4-0 at Madison Square Garden, behind a 25-save effort from backup Curtis McElhinney. The Leafs got tallies from James Van Riemsdyk, Patrick Marleau, Zach Hyman, and Justin Hall, who scored his 2nd career NHL goal in just his 2nd NHL game since being called up from the minors. And after slogging through some doldrums leading up to the All-Star break, Toronto has regained that look of a dangerous team. They've won 4 in a row, and if they keep clamping down on defense and getting great goaltending from McElhinney and Frederik Andersen, their fleet-footed offense led by the phenom Austin Matthews is going to relaunch them into discussion of serious Stanley Cup contenders. Men's college hoops, the Norwich Cadets and Riviera Raiders both looked for a while like they didn't want to play basketball much. It took 8 minutes before either team hit a field goal, but once the throwing of bricks was done, the Cadets at least found their rhythm and coasted to an 84-51 victory. Mike Horgevorst had 16 points for Norwich, and Northfield's own Ryan Booth added 16 as well. Finally, there is apparently a football game being played on Sunday, and while I can't imagine it being more dramatic or super than last year's amazing Patriots comeback win, I do get the feeling this game will be a lot closer than people think. The Eagles have the kind of pass rush defense that can get to quarterbacks, and the only real way to stop Tom Brady is to rattle his cage and keep him from getting comfortable in the pocket. Nick Foles for the Eagles, a journeyman quarterback, he just doesn't have the track record that can even approach Brady's run of excellence, but he sure did look good in Philly's win against Minnesota. Still Brady's favorite target, Rob Gronkowski, will be back. He's been cleared to play. Let's not forget Deion Lewis as a running option. The Eagles have a very good weapon on the ground as well, and former Patriots running back LeGarrette Blount. And if the Eagles' offense could put together long, time-consuming drives to keep Brady on the sidelines, they've got a good chance for an upset. It's been a while, though, since Patriots kicker Steven Gostkowski was called upon to win a game. I can see his foot ultimately deciding this one. So my prediction here, 24-21, Patriots win on a game-winning field goal as time expires. Feel free to remind me how wrong I was if the game actually is a blowout either way that turns out to be as competitive as the Puppy Bowl. And by the way, I'm picking Team Fluff in that one.